You are now listening to the greatest podcast on planet Earth, Sports Cypher Podcast, where we diagnose, debate, and dissect sports. Cypher up.
Jersey stand up and I'm in the building.
What's good, y'all? This is Ricardo, a.k.a. Maximum, a.k.a. Cardo, a.k.a. the guy with all the a.k.a.s. You are now tuned in to the Sports Cypher. Let's go.
They saved the best for last. This is Blaine, the ace of spades. And we're here to give the people what they want. More of me.
Welcome to another episode of the Sports Cypher Podcast. We's here with the crew. One person is out on assignment, Jersey, but we got Blaze, we got Ricardo, we got Buddy. What's going on, y'all?
What's happening?
What's up, Black Money, the Ace of Spades?
What's going on?
And for our listening pleasure, we have one of our good friends, sports fanatic, Miss Rita in the building, special guest.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us. It's been a long time coming.
Right. I've been listening since the beginning.
Right. Since 2019.
Yes.
Actually, before I met you.
Before we start, you should tell us what teams you like and who do you follow?
Well, I'm a big NFL fan, so I follow the Atlanta Falcons despite their troubles. I follow the Falcons and the Chiefs. Go Chiefs, let's go.
And she also loves the Yankees and Knicks.
Wait a minute. I don't watch baseball. Now I watch a little basketball.
Good job. Good job.
Y'all are haters.
No baseball.
Hold on. And she also loves Liverpool.
If I had to choose a baseball team, right, I would just have to say the home team. Right, go Royals.
That's right. Royals, Liverpool.
She likes blue.
And her favorite basketball player, the greatest basketball player of all time, is LeBron James to her.
What?
That's right, please. I mean, Cardo. That's right, Cardo.
Wait. I just got an alert that's a little shocking.
It's probably going to dock it.
Okay. Well, it just happened.
Dealing with
I
your team?
Know. Yes.
Yeah, it's on the docket. Yeah, I sent it to you. I sent it to you about 10 minutes ago.
Not that one. But we'll see. We'll see.
Raheem Morris?
No.
Oh.
It says something about Arthur coming back.
Okay.
What? I heard that he...
Okay, wait, you would save that little jewel to drop on us when we get to the film.
Okay.
I heard he was supposed to come back as OC, man.
Wow, bro.
I hope we'll
get to it when we get there.
That'd be funny.
All right, man. So we're going to give a congratulations out to Adrian Beltran, Joe Mara. Beltray? Okay.
Yeah.
Joe Mara. I said his name right?
Joe Mauer.
Mauer. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the catcher, right?
Yes, from Minnesota. Yeah.
And the first baseman,
Todd Helton. Played for Colorado.
Right. These three gentlemen made the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to these gentlemen. Anything to say with them right quick, Cuddle?
Congratulations. Well deserved by all three. Todd Helton, I thought, should have been in there sooner. You know, I think Todd Helton might be Canadian. Mm. Alexa, where was Todd Helton born? Oh, he's from Tennessee. Never mind. I'm thinking of one of his, someone he played with on that Colorado team was from Canada. I can't remember his name, though. I thought he might have been the first Canadian in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I can't, gosh, what was that guy?
When are they going to give Barry Bonds and let him in the hall? Come on, man.
Not for a long time.
Well, he was MVP 7 times.
And you know, he had the record, 73 home runs. I can't remember the record as well, but
and three of the MVPs was before the steroids.
So. That is true. That was his MVPs, two with Pittsburgh and I think one with San Francisco. Yeah.
So they should just let him in. He was MVP before the steroids.
Well, so, if it was up to me, him and Roger Clemens would be in. Sammy Sosa, I'm on the fence because Sammy Sosa was not that great before steroids. Like, he was just an average player at best.
Well,
like,
this person I think should be on that. He's been on that 10 times. He got close, but Sheffield.
Gary Sheffield, yeah. I think he should be a Hall of Famer as
well. They say he was one of the most terrifying baddest when pitchers used to come up. A lot of people say it was terrified to pitch to him. He used to wiggle a bat there. He still hit a high percentage as well.
And some his swing was so violent. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they say he was petrified when he got up there. They say he used to try to throw it while the bat was wiggling to throw him off. And that wiggle the bat never threw him off.
I didn't inhale. He's like President Clinton. He said he used steroids once, but he didn't know what it was.
Now, I'll tell you this. There's one strike that I will always hold against him, but it has nothing to do with steroids. When he was with Milwaukee, right, he didn't want to play second base, so he intentionally was committing errors in there and making his team lose. I didn't like that.
Oh.
That was – and he admitted to that. So damn. I thought that was a little right. – you know, that was early in his career, but –
That's like Randy Moss quitting on the field on the Raiders.
No Hall of Fame.
All right. So let's move on, man. We got a power-packed episode. Next, we have basketball had a curious move. Adrian Griffin was fired from the Milwaukee Bucks after a 30-13 season. And Doc Rivers has been hired. Hold on, what's your thoughts about that?
I don't know why people love Doc Rivers so much. I just can't figure it out, bro. I know he has one championship. I understand that. But you're not going to... Okay, we what's that team in the NFL? So, Mike Tomlin, some people are upset that he's never gotten over the hump except for that one championship, this, that, and the third. I look at Doc Rivers the same way, like...
Actually, they're both good speakers.
People
think that they're leaders. You know, leaders that black men follow. So,
this the knock on this. This is the thing that I say about the leadership. Remember when Doc Rivers was begging Kawhi Leonard, all them boys to play for him, but they ain't want to listen to him no more.
Come on, please.
And they say no coach should be ever having to beg saying players please, and they just like turning their heads and like just not doing that. Like ultimate disrespect to Doc, man. I don't know.
Yeah, salute to him for that. And that Boston was black championship, but
right, was led by the three Hall of Famers, huh?
Correct. He sure did.
So what you think?
And a pretty decent Rajon Rondo at the time.
Right. So you think it's a positive? Good
back then.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rajon was good. Y'all think it's a positive? What do you think about this? Do you think it's a positive or a negative for Milwaukee?
I don't know. We gotta
I'm not sure if it's a positive or not. Because I just look at that and go, what more could they have wanted out of the results, right?
Well, like, they was one of the worst defensive teams in the league, and you know, Giannis was. They say Giannis and the team didn't like, but I don't know. Giannis said he was shocked to hear that, though. He said he was shocked because honestly, when Giannis did not want to sign the long term extension until they got Griffin. So I don't know what changed his heart because he vouched for Griffin. They signed him, then he signed his long term extension afterwards. So I don't really.
I thought he signed the extension after they signed Lillard. Lillard. I thought it was Lillard more than Griffin.
That's fair. Yeah. Well, we're going to see. They were second when they made the move. So we'll see. Also, Washington head coach resigns as a head coach. He's stepping up the front office. So they're looking for a coach, maybe Griffin. I don't know. It's kind of weird they did that right now.
What a downgrade, man. From leading a team that's second in the East with two Hall of Famers on it to the Wizards, who are, I think, like ninth or something like that, eighth or ninth in the division. Right.
All right, man. So we're about to move on. NBA had a trade, man. Terry Rozier traded to Miami for Kyle Lowry and a 2027 protected first round pick to the Hornets. But if they miss out on the 2027, it could be 28, but it's going to be unprotected.
And you know what I say? How come the Knicks can never make trades like this, bro? One pick, 3 years from now, and it's protected for Terry Rozier, which is a pretty good point guard in this league, like slash shooting guard.
All right. So you say the Knicks make the trade as far as getting Rozier or getting the first round pick and getting
or just making trades that are where they don't get screwed over. Like they give up way too much on all their trades, in my opinion.
You think?
I wouldn't mind Terry Rozier on the Knicks, though. I think he was the exact kind of person they were looking for to come off the bench. I mean, if they're going to trade away quickly, but...
Yeah, he'll come off the bench but play starter minutes. Eh? To me, he more of a shooting guard. I don't know, man. I don't know if we needed a dude like Rozier, but I think we need somebody like a Buddy Hill. Somebody that can stretch and shoot, man. Like, Rozier, a slasher. I don't know what his three-point percentage is,
but they just need a person who could create their own shot and score, regardless of how they
do it. Terry Rozier can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Did you say they need someone like you? You said Buddy?
I was thinking the same thing. Buddy Hill. I was kind of laughing.
Well, I wasn't a three-point shooter. I was more of a power point guard when I played ball. Man, I like to be in a post and then throw dimes everywhere. And I played ferocious defense.
You like hitting people. Knocking people down.
Yeah, that's why
I was the Pistons in the '80s.
You was Bill Laimbeer.
trash at free throw shooting. If I get hot, I can hit a couple threes. That's about it. Jump shoot with spotty. That's about it.
I was pretty good from long range, but I had nothing else. I could shoot, and that was literally it.
All right, man. So we about to go to the NFL. We're about to start off with a couple of coaches just been getting hired, and almost every coaching vacancy is full except for a couple now. But let's go with this first one. Dave Canales is the Panthers' new head coach. He's the former offensive coordinator for the Bucks, credited for helping the resurgence of Baby Maker Bayfield. And he's trying to help out Young now, first-time OC as well. He's now head coach. What y'all think?
That's the only person Carolina could have got for something like this. They weren't getting one of the big dogs. They had to get a coordinator or, you know, a positions coach of some kind. I couldn't imagine one of the big,
like Mike three, Vrabel, four.
Yeah, couldn't see one. Too many unknowns there for a big coach to go there.
Right.
I don't know. I feel sorry for the guy. He's a first-time OC, and now he's going to be the last-time coach because he's going to the Panthers, and they're horrible.
You never know. Maybe he's that magic that Bryce Young needs.
I don't like the owner. The owner is horrible over there. That is a horrible owner. Horrible. The whole team. Man.
We'll see what happens. Feel bad for him. They might come out swinging next year, but, I mean, they gotta deal with my Falcons. They're going to get better. You know what I'm saying? So... The division rival.
Yeah, right. We're gonna see, man. He did a great job making Baker look way better. And Baker, you know, had some down years, man. He had an awesome year this year, man. So
but
he had the same year without him, though. You know?
Yeah, but didn't?
Huh?
Didn't who? Wasn't Baker good because he went to San Francisco? I mean, not San Francisco, LA. Ran to Rams, and they fixed
him. He showed some flashes, though, but nothing like this, though. Because he still has some down games. But McVay is a great coach as well. So we talking about great offensive-minded coaches he was under that got the best out of him. But this was this probably his best season he had as a pro.
I know the OC wish he could bring Mike Evans with him. Yeah. That helped.
Right. So we'll see what he do. The next coach, Gerard Mayo. Patriots head coach replacing Belichick. Also, he said, "We have money to spend. I talked to the owner. He agreed, like, man, we bringing in talent." So, what y'all guys think?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's about time. School better now. It's finally.
It's about time. It's about time.
I'll say this though, and y'all know this. As for as many free agents as a team want to sign, championships are won through the draft, not through free agency. So. I won't say that signing free agents won't make him relevant again or, you know, a better, a more competitive team, but You know, it's gonna be a few years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it ain't gonna happen over.
It's gonna be the part of the reason the free agents help piece things together.
Right. But look at any team. You look at their top five players. Most of them are gonna be people they drafted, not people they signed. Generally speaking.
Where they top for the two of their top five players on defense who was hurt last year, the outside linebacker Matt Judon and a cornerback who was a rookie sensation, but he got hurt. Two of their best players right there. They still got the running back Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
They got a couple people, but it's gonna be a long road because without a quarterback, Cardo, bro, you know how that is.
Man. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. And besides Stevenson, they don't really have too many players at skill positions on offense.
They need
a wide receiver.
Yep. And a quarterback.
They're probably gonna draft a quarterback. Mm-hmm. They're number three, so they
Probably gonna get a quarterback. Yeah,
they probably get me. So okay.
So but congratulations to him though.
It's a long time coming for him.
All right, next team, ATL, shot. We got ATL with Raheem Morris.
Okay, young one.
the former DC of the Rams, back in the NFC South, former coach of the Bucks, now with ATL, shot. Ms. Rita, how you feel about this?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. I hope he does good. I'm just so glad that they did not get that other coach.
I thought you'd be sad about that.
Why would I be sad?
Because Belichick,
No. I don't care. I would not have been happy with that team until he was gone.
Even if they won a Super Bowl.
Nope. Yay for them, but I would not have been happy because I don't like that coach. I never have.
That's how I feel about Tyreek Hill. Although I'd be happy if he came to the Giants and won the Super Bowl.
I didn't like T.O. when he stood on the side. When he came to the Cowboys, all is forgiven, love.
Right. It's like, I remember the whole star thing, but he one of us now.
All was forgiven. What you think about this move? Blades, Raheem Morris, the D.C.,
well, I'm happy he's got another chance of being a head coach. I'm really happy.
I forgot he coached the Bucks.
I did too.
So, Rita, you say something broke through related to the Falcons on your end?
Well, so it wasn't
a speculation. It's a speculation.
Yeah, it's a speculation. I went and looked at it, and it is a speculation. But they were saying it was a speculation because they're, according to this, that coach that we just spoke on isn't Raheem. Official. Yeah. This is saying it's not official that they're looking at him.
Morris?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
That's what this is saying. And that because they were putting, I guess Grable had another interview there today. And they were talking about if Grable gets the coaching, then he wants to bring what's the name back as the offensive coordinator.
Which is insane to me. Did you not see the offense?
Wait, because Vrabel had success with Arthur Smith when he was the OC with the Titans back when Tannehill had his 40 touchdown season and Henry had his 2,000 yard season and stuff like that. But as you say, Ricardo, man, the recent, what have you done lately?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that would be crazy. That would be insane.
Right. And you can make the argument, quarterback aside, that offensively this Falcons team had more talent than that Tennessee team. The argument could be made.
Yeah, it could be made.
Yeah, it could. But I don't know. We'll see. Over the next couple
Falcons
days.
Falcons had a really nice, got some nice defensive pieces. If they could find a stable quarterback, they could really do some stuff.
There's a lot of rumors.
Oh, go ahead, Ray. Blaze with the rumor.
There's a lot of rumors that Kirk Cousins is going
to
go there.
Yes, I was just about to say that. I've been seeing that a lot.
If he did leave, that'd be the perfect fit.
Kirk Cousins in the fourth, fifth round when he go down? If he go to the fourth, fifth round, Kirk Cousins in fantasy?
I don't know. What do you think?
Seventh, eighth. But you could probably get him for ninth, but I'll try to reach in front of you and get him in the eighth.
Yeah, okay.
I
got it. Not if it's a super flex,
but I would like Fields to go to the Vikings.
Oh, that would be love.
But I don't think they would trade inside in the division.
Mm, no, that's not division. Nah, the Falcons and
the Conference right.
Not in the same division.
No, he's talking about the Vikings. He said
I'm talking about the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings.
I said the Vikings.
The Vikings and the Cousins. Falcons not in the same division.
No, he's talking about. No, he's talking about.
I want Chicago to trade.
Fields. Oh, the Bears Fields and the Vikings.
Oh,
yeah.
I was thinking about the Falcons. I'm sorry.
I was like, what's going on?
That's only if Cousins goes to the Falcons, is what he was saying.
Yeah, I was talking about the Falcons. Yeah, I was like, wait, Fields get traded. I said, I want Fields to get traded to the Falcons.
Thank you, Rita. Maybe you should come on here more often and be a translator.
I thought it was about the coach that got hired, not a team that had a coach.
All right, guys. I forgot what I was going to say. It's okay.
Okay. So the Titans got their new head coach with Bill Callahan, the offensive coordinator.
The hell coach.
With the Bengals. Former head coach, kind of recycled guy, but what y'all think?
He was the former head coach of which team?
Raiders and a couple other teams.
I remember him with the Raiders.
Right, yeah, he's been recycled a long time.
It's hard to judge anyone who coaches or plays for the Raiders, though. I just I don't know.
You're a Raider hater.
I look, man. I gotta grade those people on a curve. Is all I'm saying. Because odd things happen in Raider Nation.
Yeah, so you're the Bengals OC this year. So what y'all think? He's that I guess try to help Will Levis.
Which is funny because I didn't think the Bengals offense was that spectacular. But I mean,
well, they brought the backup. He helped the backup. He helped the backup and became really good. Remember,
Burrow got hurt for the year.
Hurt.
Yeah, week 6 or something.
And then he brought the backup, and the backup won a lot of games.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Bengals in the NFC North is every team finished above 500, so the Bengals was 9-8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he worked. What was the backup name? Jeff something, right?
I can't remember his name right now. Remember. Josh something. I can't remember his name. Downing. No, I don't remember his name.
That sounds right. Downing.
No, Downing. That's
oh, that's Ryan.
That's the that's the Vikings. That's the Vikings.
Okay. Right.
It was Jeff something.
Jeff something.
Yeah. Jeff backup. Yeah, that's what we're calling him from now. Jeff backup.
Okay. Well, he helped. He helped Jeff backup.
Cincinnati Bengals. I'm about to see right now. Jake Browning.
Yeah, Jake.
Okay. Jake Browning.
I knew it was Jeff or Jake.
Yeah, something with a J. I knew it was something with a D, but instead of Downing, it's Browning.
Jake Browning.
We was close. Browning, yeah. Yep. So we'll see. Who got hired now? This is one of the big fishes in the pond. Jim Harbaugh went to the Go Chargers.
Awesome. Told you. I love it. I love that.
I bet you do.
Harbaugh's going back to California.
Right. Harbaugh is going back to Cali. So what you think? I know, Ricardo, you felt like this was the best spot available because it had a quarterback.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
I think you can fit in pieces around everything else. You can find rushers, although that's hard too to find good. But they got Bosa on the team, so wide receiver's getting a little old though, but
old and injury prone. And Williams, man. Good, man. What you think, Reed? Think he gonna help bring the Chargers back to life, back to reality?
I think that he gonna be able to bring something back to that division. So the Chiefs ain't the only ones, you know, making moves. You know,
what you think, Blaze? You got your brother. Well, what you think?
Oh, well, his brother's in the same conference. So.
And he played each other next year as well.
Yeah. Last time they were in different conferences.
That was the brother versus brother Super Bowl.
That was the brother Super Bowl, yeah. The Super Bowl.
I'll tell you, if you're a parent, that must suck. Like, you know, one of your kids gonna be, you know, a winner and one's gonna be a loser.
Well, look at
Kelce brothers.
Kelce brothers. I was gonna say.
That was a fun one.
I think it was a great because you parent, you like, you know, my child, both of my kids in the biggest spot ever. Like, we winning in life. Like, my kids, like, the two of the best coaches in the game. Like, you know, I guess I look at it like that.
Let me tell you, if I'm the kid that loses, let you congratulate my brother from out. Listen, I'll never talk to you again. Don't congratulate
him. That's crazy.
You're supposed to be consoling me, not congratulating him.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my goodness.
You have some envy, bro.
Marita, you said that the Chargers making moves in the division. Somebody else in the division made a move with Antonio Pierce, and the team goes by the name of the Raiders. So, what you guys think about Antonio Pierce with the Raiders?
I'm happy about that.
Yep, me too.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm giving a little more credit to the Chargers and Harbaugh than I am the Raiders, because the Raiders got some underlining garbage going on, and they have for years. So
that's true. Well, I feel if the front office has let him do his thing, I think they'd be in good shape. Well, let's see how they draft and other moves they make, though. But
so the Chiefs and the Broncos on notice now? Andy
Reid
is on notice?
Oh, the Broncos.
I don't know about the Broncos. Maybe the Chiefs, but the Broncos, they need to figure out some stuff, too, because they big, oh, we think we got it made, hiring Peyton. They been the greatest thing they could have done. I'm just saying.
Okay. Another little football topic right here. Dak Prescott has been a topic of contact for some of the players' family members. CeeDee Lamb's mom came out going off on Prescott. Prescott brother say, trust me, if I can talk Prescott to go into the team, I will. Then Michael Parsons' brother came out on Prescott. So it's been a battle of family. So, Blaze, what's your thoughts about this social media family members going on?
Honestly, I know you don't believe this. You're a more Cowboy fan than me. I'm not a Cowboy fan. But I think this is Dak's last year. If he don't make it this year, I don't think they're gonna be a mutiny over there, because your mom came up, and why did she come out like that? She must know that you're the way you're feeling. Your brother came out. There must be a reason why your brother came out, because he must hear what you're feeling. You don't. And the thing about Michael Parsons, he just said that he's his own man. He never said that it's not true that he's feeling like that. He just said, I'm my own man. I can talk for myself. I don't need my.
He surely can talk with his fat mouth ass. But go ahead.
There goes the Dallas fan right there. So personally, I think there's something's not all kosher over there.
If I were CeeDee Lamb, I'd be so upset with my mother right now. Like, I really would. I would really feel some sort of way.
Unless she you know, she's saying something that she knows he feels in his heart.
That doesn't matter, though.
She might say something that she feels.
Here's the thing, though. If he said that to his mother, that doesn't mean he wants her to tell the internet and the whole world how he feels. Like,
look what happened with Odell when his dad came out. He got what he wanted. He didn't want to be on the team no more. You know, they let him go.
Yeah,
CeeDee Lamb.
Also, his bad play let him go too, because he got hurt again and he wasn't doing the same and stuff. But my whole thing, this is a non-issue. This is not the first time family members spoke out about the team. This is only being blown up this big is because it's the Cowboys. When Brett Grimes and his wife spoke out on the Dolphins, it wasn't publicized like this.
Or when
Dak Prescott's wife spoke out, it wasn't. Not Dak Prescott. Patrick Mahomes. Wife spoke out, it wasn't.
Or when Tom Brady's wife killed Wes Walker in the Super Bowl.
Killed Wes Walker, it wasn't broke out like this. So this just, they have the right to feel how they want to feel. They are watchers, social media watchers. There's nothing to go on with the team or anything. Wes Walker and Brady was just fine, and they went and performed years after. So it's okay. Like, they have the right to feel to say whatever. It's a non-issue for me being a Cowboys fan. And Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones will sign Prescott to a multi-year deal before the next season.
If he wants to take the money, he'll take it. The money will be there for him. The Cowboys are going to try to re-sign him. If he wants to leave, he just won't take the money and he'll go elsewhere. But, you know.
Yeah.
And what you say, Rita?
I think a lot of it is simply because people are mad about the game a couple weeks ago. So because of that, they want to have everything to say. Like, if they would have won, none of them would be saying anything. None of them would be
saying nothing. Nobody was saying nothing when they was performing the regular season. Everything was all good. Mm-hmm. Right. But that's how it is. Social media is always going to be social media, man. Okay. So we about to do a little recap of these playoffs in the NFL and do some predictions for the other games that's left. So we about to start off with the Ravens 34, Texans 10. Ms. Rita, what you think about this game?
You know, when the weekend started, I had my picks on who I thought was going to win. The Texans came out, slaughtered the week before with that 45 win, but it was the Browns, for all sake. Who really thought, you know, they wasn't going to beat the Browns? I mean, I know there are some people that probably did, but it was the Browns for all means. But Baltimore is a way better team, so I'm not surprised. I was kind of glad. I think they can stand to do a little more building with their new quarterback. I mean, he's good, but he ain't great yet. And he's a work in progress. Look forward to seeing them next year do better.
Blaze, what you got, man?
I knew the Ravens were going to win this. I didn't think they were going to win it this easy. I thought the Texans were put up a bigger fight, but I guess they don't have their full complement of receivers right now. So it was a good game. It was expected.
Okay, what you got, Cotto?
It was actually close in the first half. It was after the first half. Mm-hmm. That kind of just took it to another level on them, and he just couldn't compete. But I'll tell you this, I think the Texans were a year early, actually. So I think next year they'll be much improved. And I'm glad to see, interested to see where they take it. Like what Rita said, I think, you know, see what Stroud does with a full year under his belt and seeing, you know, live defense. He's probably used, you know, getting used to the speed of the players and things like that. So, but he's definitely shown signs that he could be their quarterback for a long time. So
yeah, and I definitely like the OC. Kind of thought that the Falcons had a chance to get him, but of course they got Morris. I know Johnson for the Lions is kind of locked in with Washington, and Dan Quinn is locked in with Seattle. So if the Houston can bring him back, man, getting Dell back and upgrading some players, their trajectory is pointed up. As far as this game was concerned, like you said, 10-10 at halftime. John Harbaugh, the OC, the DC, who is very coveted after two, made some adjustments, locked them up, put up them points. Lamar showed why he was the potential MVP, locked them up.
Mm. Well, Lamar was pissed after at halftime. He was pissed that it was so close. He was actually angry, and he went out there and I guess he took it out on their defense.
Yeah, he played angry. He scored the first drive. They got the ball in the first after the first half. He ran a touchdown in. Then he came and threw it to Isaiah Likely. Then they scored again. So,
he has two. He had what? Two passing touchdowns. Two rushing touchdowns.
And he's the first. Player to have, I think, 100 rushing yards and 100 or higher passer rating. He broke broke a couple of records in that game.
So we got the next game right here in the rain. Close one, 49ers 24, Packers 21. Cotto, what you think about this?
Packers showed me some heart. I did not think this game would be this close, to be honest with you.
They were leading as well.
They were leading. Yes.
Now, maybe the weather played a factor into the overall play.
Well, because he missed the field goal. Their kicker missed the field goal. If he would have got that field goal, it would be a totally different ending of that game.
But, you know, I kind of look at Green Bay kind of in a similar position as the Texans. I'm very curious to see what Love does, you know.
Very young weapons. Yeah. First, second year weapons, bro. Very young. Outside the veteran of Aaron Jones. Ms. Rita.
I agree. I think he's another quarterback that I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in the future. I don't think this was quite his year yet. You know, I don't think it was a year early. The way it did. He was a year early. I'm waiting to see what they do. In the future, I was very shocked that this game was even that close. And when I kept looking back, I'm like, man, they're leading? What? The 49ers? What are y'all doing? And then when that game did end, I was like, Because it was too close for my liking.
Debo got hurt.
That changed the complexion of the game, too.
It's a question mark if he's even going to play this week.
Yep. It's 50-50.
Well, Debo?
He practiced today.
Yeah. So that leaves really, really good of him having a shot. He practiced today.
He don't hurt himself again in the process, because he keep getting hurt.
Yeah, so we'll see as we got talking about that next game coming up soon. But we're going to stick to these games that happen. We have the Lions 31, Buccaneers 23. Blaze, what you think about this one?
Well, that was an awesome game. Awesome game. You know, I didn't think Baker had it in him, but I guess I was wrong. He was there. That was so close. I thought they should have never punted the ball, but that's me.
Lions played good, man. Bucks kept going, but Lions when they wound up getting like kind of the two touchdown lead, and the Bucks had to score the touchdown, but they was running out of time. It was kind of over. Yeah. Because when they got to that two touchdown lead, Amon Ra was killing, Sam Laporta was killing. Gibbs was doing his thing. Mike Evans had a couple of drops and stuff, but he still was doing his thing, man. But Baker with the crucial interception. Chauncey Gardner came out with a big-time interception for the Lions D. But even though they're still giving up a lot of yards on defense passing, they're still giving up a lot of passing yards. But they still, made plays, especially especially with the crazy defensive end. He's going to be one of the best, bro.
Hutchinson?
My God.
What was he picked, second or third?
First or second. They're one of the three. He was one of them three.
Yeah, because I remember there was like two big edge rushers. It was Hutchinson was and the dude and Walker from
for the Jaguars. Hutchinson is a monster, bro.
And he's a hometown product, too. He's from
hometown
the
baby. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Final game, Chiefs 27, Bills 24. I'm going to start this one off. Bills had a chance. The defense let them down, but the Chiefs may have had five third downs throughout the whole game. Like, the Chiefs was really converting a lot of plays, kind of
was that
down
the second. Final score 24-17?
24-27.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
yeah, 24-27. Yeah, so. The Bills had a chance. Allen made a big time pass, bro. Diggs dropped it. Now don't get me wrong, Allen had missed what's the slot receiver name he had missed on a little slot pull? I forgot the slot receiver name.
Davis
was hurt. In the slot receiver name. But he had missed him on the little goal. He said he couldn't step into the pass, but a play that could have been had that could have really forced overtime, or maybe even scored a touchdown and iced it, man. Diggs dropped it.
You think Diggs is going to be there next year?
I don't know, man. See, I mean, from week six was the last time Diggs had a 100-yard game. He had no more than 54 yards for the rest of the season.
When that kicker missing that field goal hurt them.
Yeah, that hurt as well. But
just like the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah, but the thing about it is why are they having? They're building a new stadium, and they're building a new stadium with no roof. Like, go get a roof.
No, they actually responded to that, and they responded just like what Ricardo said. They're like planning the elements is our advantage. They actually responded to that.
So yeah, felt well, just like how Ricardo felt. It's a disadvantage. It was a disadvantage in this game.
Look at all the teams in the Northeast. None of them have roofs. I mean, Pittsburgh doesn't play in a dome.
The Vikings have one. The Lions have one. They both have.
It's just hit and miss with it, you know.
And their winters are a lot worse than what we usually have up here.
Yeah, but they literally
look
came
at our
out
game last week, 30 below 0. Yeah,
right. Chiefs don't got no roof.
Showed up.
The fans was loving that with no shirt on. They got hypothermia.
That was only one crazy fool.
That boy belly button fell off, dog.
Man,
lucky he didn't take his drawers off.
What's his name was at the Buffalo game. What's his name's brother?
Taylor Swift. Kelsey's
brother had no shirt on.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in a booth though?
Well, he was in a booth, but
yeah, I don't think he was outside.
No, yeah, they said he was walking around with no shirt on. They said he was walking
outside,
around
well,
and no shoes.
That's crazy.
Okay, get him on you.
I'll save it for when we end the show.
All right,
where's Mike Harvey? I need Mike Harvey to save for me.
Oh.
You already know I'm going.
I already know where you're going with it, bro.
Yeah.
So let's get with the games this week upcoming. Chiefs at the Ravens, man. What's y'all predictions? Blaze, what you got?
I got the Ravens.
Miss Rita.
I love my Chiefs, but I don't think they're going to be able to do it. So I'm going Ravens.
What you got, Max?
With her mind, not her heart.
Exactly.
I think this is really tough. Like last week, I had picked the Bills at home, and Jersey said, I just don't pick against Mahomes. I said, I was Chiefs thinking about that the whole week.
I picked the Chiefs as well.
Too, oh, you did? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember, I said Mike was trying to talk about. I said, man, you got me tilting, but I stayed.
Oh,
remember,
I said, right, I was tilting. Right. Yep, you sure did. I'm gonna go Ravens because I rarely pick against Lamar Jackson either. Man, and I think their team is a little better. Like I just think that, like on offense, I think they could do more. And that's crazy talking about a Chiefs team like that. But and their offense
is questionable still. He didn't practice today. I think it said
yesterday. I thought he had limited. He didn't practice limited today.
I don't.
Okay. Who's that?
I have to go back.
Pacheco didn't practice.
I think yesterday, that's what I just said.
That was yesterday.
Today, I don't know. I
cleared the notification, so. Sorry.
It's okay. But they're also missing one of their best offensive linemen. And, man, I really would like to pick the Chiefs because the Chiefs only lost two games on the road in the regular season. They was a really good road team. That's why what made me pick them against the Bills. But Ravens are not the Bills. I think I might have to go Lamar. Forgive me, Pat. Forgive me. I think I'm going to have to go Lamar in the top five defense of the Ravens, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Chiefs win, but it's just that hard to pick this game.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I expect it to be just as competitive.
It's going to be a battle.
As well.
I'll be happy
if they win. It won't be one of those darn type of games. It'll still be a hey, you know.
Right.
Hey, Macarena. The next game we have Lions at the 49ers, and I don't think it's gonna rain.
Yeah,
this is a tough one for me.
Now I'll say if Debo doesn't play, I don't know how big or if he's even just not himself. That might impact this game a bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If Debo plays, they win. If Debo can't play, they're gonna lose.
I think they still might win. I just think it'll be a tougher win, if that makes any sense. But Detroit, I wouldn't be shocked if Detroit won this game, though. It wouldn't be like, I mean, it'd be an upset, but I don't think it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? The biggest thing in the world. Like, Detroit is a good team, and that 49ers defense, when they doing their thing, that's going to be tough, though. And they still got McCaffrey.
Yep. Yeah, still got
I think
McCaffrey,
I'm gonna go right. Lions on this one though.
Me too.
Two Lions. I'm gonna go 49ers. Yeah.
I want the Lions to make it all the way.
I want the Lions to win.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I want them to win. I won't be mad if 49ers win because I do like them. But for the sake of teams that I haven't, you know, that haven't been able to pull it off, I would like to see the Lions in Baltimore make it personally.
Lions in the Super Bowl would be amazing. Like that'd be the first time in anybody's lifetime that the Lions, like that's crazy.
Well, yeah, but I want them to sign Barry. Barry Sanders.
Yeah, so he could play and have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Right.
Yeah, I want to get
that'd be so awesome. Them and Megatron.
I wonder
so
if he'd
awesome,
want to
man.
Do it.
Right, yeah, I want to too.
Barry Sanders is a very prideful man. I don't know if yep. he'd even do it if it was wouldn't, offered to him.
Right.
Wouldn't this be Lamar's first Super Bowl too?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
Barry Sanders wants to do it.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard anything from him. And you know, the team of Megatron, they're yeah. pushing still, so I don't even right. know.
And that's how yeah. they embarrassed why Barry retired at 31 years old. That he asked to be traded. He said, we're never going to trade you, so you retire early. So mm-hmm. that's, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah. like you said, if you already said he was going to do it, that's I haven't, but I got you. I trust your blades. Right. So I'm going to go with the 49ers. I'm not surprised. This is another one. Be surprised the Lions win. I want them to win, but I just think 49ers is just a better yeah. all around.
I'm rooting for the Lions, but
even without Debo, I think it'll mm-hmm. be closer, harder. Even without mm-hmm. Debo, I think they're a better mm-hmm. overall team.
I don't know. I don't. That quarterback, I really don't. Everyone thinks he's the bee's knees, but me, I.
Well, he had a fantastic season.
He's had a good season, though. Purdy. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not against the Ravens.
Oh, I mean, a couple teams did. I mean, it's the Ravens, top five defense.
Not against the Vikings, and the Vikings don't have no top five defense.
Yeah, but everybody has at home, game, and he's an NFC Championship game. That's the difference. Like, you know,
and mm-hmm. he named how many good games he had. He had multiple 300 plus games. Everybody don't play.
Everybody has a bound bat week.
Yeah. Everybody don't play great. Every Mahomes had down games this year.
Man,
his stats better than Mahomes this year. So,
yeah, but Mahomes had no wide receivers had fumbles.
That's no,
they couldn't catch the damn ball.
That's not Purdy fault, dude.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we about to move to fantasy football. We about to do the recap on the top 12 tight ends and receivers. I got the top 12 tight ends right here in the fantasy points. Number one tight end, who it is, Cotto?
Kelsey.
Because I know Blaze already know who it is. Who it Kelsey? Is, Rita?
I don't think it's...
Wait.
What is that boy's name?
Is it the dude from... It ain't Evans, is it?
Evans?
Evan Ingram.
That's your guess? Okay. Blaze, you got a guess?
What's the name from the Lions?
Ding. Sam Laporta, the number one tight end. He had
Sam who?
Sam Laporta. He's the rookie tight end for the Lions.
Never heard of that in my life.
You never heard of it? That dude made me some money this year. Woo,
he's crazy this year. He had 242 fantasy points from our sports site for points scoring.
Gotcha.
242, number one tight end.
Okay.
Number two, Evan Ingram. 230.
Oh, okay. I was close.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Look at this jerk. Leave the diet to become somebody and actually stays healthy. That's funny as hell.
Yeah, but he's gonna go back to irrelevance because they're going back to they're not gonna have Flacco as the quarterback. Flacco loved him.
No.
He plays for the Jaguars.
Jaguars. Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't catch touchdowns.
No, he didn't. I think he only had like two touchdowns.
He had 101 catches, though.
Yeah, he had one.
800 or something. Yeah. Number three, Travis Kelce. He had 225 points.
Mm-hmm.
Four, T.J. Hockenson, 222 points. Five, George Kittle, 212. David Njoku was six, 207. Now that's what you were talking about, Blades, right there.
Yeah, that's
what I'm going back to being irrelevant, right? Because yeah,
that's actually the guy really I wanted the Giants to draft because him and Ingram was drafted in this picked in the same draft.
Yeah, Ingram was fourth round, and he was what second?
No, they both went in the first round.
Okay.
And Njoku and him, yeah.
Okay. Seven, Trey McBride, 187. Jake Ferguson is eight, 177. Nine, Dalton Schultz, 153. 10, Dalton Kincaid, 150. 11, Taysom Hill, 145. And 12,
which is hilarious.
12, Kyle Pitts, 137. Mark Andrews came in 13 at 135. You know, he got hurt.
He was hurt, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I expected him to be way up on that list, but I forgot.
Did you see that the Lions signed, what's that?
Zach Hurts.
Zach Hurts. Because their backup tight end got hurt.
The tight end, yeah, Zach Ertz. But, you know, from all those good Philly years and whatever.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And then, that's why then, like, he went to, then he went to Arizona and he was hurt all the time.
Yep.
Right. So let's get to these receivers. Y'all want to guess who's number one in the land?
Tyreek Hill.
Okay, Blades.
CeeDee Lamb.
Read it.
I'm going to say Hill.
Okay. Number one, CeeDee Lamb. He had 432 fantasy points.
God damn.
Yeah, 135 catches, 1785, and I think 13 touchdowns. Number two was Tyreek Hill, 405.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good guess. Number three, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Not surprised by that, yeah.
Mm-mm.
357.
The sun god.
I gotta hear more than that.
Four, Puka Nacua, 319.
How about that? He's a rookie, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah.
Five, A.J. Brown, 310. Six, D.J. Moore, 306.
Mm.
Keenan Allen, 300.
Wow, I'm surprised he that high on the list.
No, he did. He had a great season before
he
got hurt.
He had a great season.
Who did we say?
Keenan Allen.
Oh, yeah.
He had a great season before he got hurt. Yep. Mike Evans, number eight, 291.
I definitely won some games because of him.
Right. Number nine, Stephon Diggs, 288. Fell off terribly for me.
Man,
I didn't have any shares of him this year.
Jamal Chase, 277 points. He's number 10.
And he started off rough this year.
Yep. And he ended rough, too.
And he got hurt in the season, yep. 11, Nico Collins, 275.
Okay.
Texans.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Right. 12, Devontae Adams, 274. 13, as the honorable mention, is Brandon Ayuk at 270.
Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
his song's Ayuk. Ayuk is on fire.
Well, that's his song. That's nice. Ayuk is on fire. Right, that's nice.
Oh, you never heard them singing that?
No,
you
I never heard them sing that.
They sing that, especially when he catches a touchdown. They sing that shit.
Okay, so we about to move into our next section of the podcast. Got to be more careful.
Got to be.
Hey, got to be more careful. So,
I thought that was funny for a second.
No, that was funny though.
So we got five NHL players on leave because of a sexual assault inquiry by policemen and what's the old name in Canada or?
RCMP?
No, it's between Detroit and Toronto. Ontario.
Oh, Ontario?
Ontario, okay. Yeah. The Ontario policeman did an investigation where the woman said she was sexually assaulted by eight hockey players, and there five of them. They play for different teams from the Wings, Red Wings, to the Devils, New Jersey Devils, but they all was from the Canadian junior team in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the police want to investigate them. The teams brought out a statement. They say they have more evidence coming, and they want them to turn themselves in before they put out a warrant for their arrest. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. And like I usually say in cases like this, I will wait and see what the evidence bears out. That's crazy.
Rough. Rough. Okay, so we going to soccer. FIFA Chief.
Why? I'm kidding.
Take
that, Blaze.
Because it's the most watched. Because it's the most watched sport in the world.
Not here. I don't live in the rest of the world.
Right. So FIFA's Chiefs calls for teams to forfeit games because of racist fan abuse. So there had a couple of things been going on recently where fans been saying racist stuff to the opponent's team players. A couple of players walked off the field, told the referee, had to gather themselves. It's been happening a lot more often than soccer.
They throw bananas and do monkey signs. Monkey sounds.
Yeah, and outside of that, they say a lot of racial slurs, terrible racial slurs as well. And the FIFA said that the home team should be suffer the consequences. Fans don't want to stop doing this. They're like, warnings is not enough. It's like a lot of players been speaking out on it. Like, we tired of just saying it, just giving the warning to put action to it, have a consequence. If the fans want to do that, let their team suffer behind that, and the team forfeits the game if this happened to be a recurrent thing and goes on excessively.
They've been doing this for years. Yeah, in Germany, all over, man.
So you think that's right, really? That they should forfeit the game, have make the fans feel the pain, and make it.
Yep, I think so.
Okay,
Rita,
she might have exited out because it's time for a ride. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, we have former Rockets guard Kevin Porter Jr. He had reached a plea agreement of reckless assault in the third degree and harassment in the second degree involving his former girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm moving around, so I was trying to put myself on mute because of that.
You good.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, buddy. My bad.
Okay. I forgot where I left off at. With his former girlfriend and WNBA player Kizer Gazasik in a Manhattan criminal court. So, Ricardo, what you got to say about Kevin Porter, man, coming to this agreement?
I think it was what he had to do to not go to jail. I mean, obviously there was something behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, or unless he wouldn't. Put it like this. Where there's smoke, there's fire. You know what I'm saying? In a lot of instances. And I think his chances in the NBA after this are very slim. His chances of playing in the NBA are very slim after this. You know, men have to start to realize, especially men of means and of celebrity, it's a different world now, man. You're not going to get away with things that you used to because you're part of the good old boy network. You know, it's just a different world, man.
Right. Well, definitely something had to happen while the police, so we're not going to be seeing another time in the NBA, right, Carter?
Excuse me.
Okay. So, what's the next thing? I think I skipped something. Let me see. I may have skipped something. Oh, maybe I didn't. Okay. Well. We about to go to He Went Crazy.
They went crazy.
Right. They went crazy. So, on the same night, first time in NBA history, two players went over 60 points. Joel Embiid went for 70 points for the 76ers in a win. Karl Anthony Towns went for 62 for Milwaukee in a loss. But Carter Minnesota. Gave us a little... Oh, I see Milwaukee, yeah, Minnesota, yeah. Right. And Carter will give us a little bit more into the Karl Anthony Towns thing.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. So there's two ways to score a lot of points. You score within the concept of the team game, and you win, Joel Embiid, right? Then you got Karl Anthony Towns, who scored 44 points in the first half. Was phenomenal. Second half, not so much. He was jacking up a lot of shots. I forgot his shooting percentage in the first half, in the second half, but it was very low. He had like four turnovers in the fourth quarter. Got so bad, he actually got benched. And they lost by, I think, 2 points. And their coach was not happy. He said, yeah, we played selfish basketball, and we got exactly what we deserved. I'm disgusted by the way we played out there. And that's after, you know, arguably the best player on the team scores 62 points. So kudos to him for the accomplishment, but the way the points came about weren't that spectacular. So it is what it is.
Okay. Well,
this all happened on the same day that Kobe got his, what, 81 or 82 points?
81. I did not know that.
81?
But yeah, Blaze, I told me that before. Yeah, but if it was the same day, it was 81 points.
Who did he do that
against? Toronto.
Oh, because, okay, yeah.
Yep. Man, I've been getting mad when they took him out in the third, man. Let him play to the fourth. I want to see the modern day 100, bro. I want to see this modern day 100.
They took who out in the third?
Kobe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I want to see a
modern day 100. The 100 was, man. Was in what, 1962, right?
Yeah, there's never been. Well, yeah, that was Chamberlain, yeah.
Since we got just a little extra time on our hands, I never did.
And that's
never
whose did. Record he beat, by the way. Joel Embiid for the most points for the Sixers.
When he was with the Sixers, yeah.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. Chamberlain put up that 100, he was with the Lakers then, right?
No, it was with the Philadelphia Warriors. So same town, different team. Yeah.
Same time, different team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So I always wanted to go. I normally go back at the beginning of the playoffs, right after the regular season, to see if what my football prediction, if y'all can remember y'all football predictions, how did it come true? Just like a little look back to see how bad I was wrong, and hopefully get anything right. So I'm on the AFC right now. Now I'm going to just take a look back at the AFC South predictions that we did back in August. I was really into it. I never peeked at it to just now. That's why I'm kind of excited to really look at it. I had Jaguars winning the division at 11-6.
That didn't happen.
Mm-mm. But they had a winning record. Titans, they did. 7-10. I think that happened. Texans, 6-11.
We were all wrong about that.
Wrong about that.
Yeah. They came a year early. Yeah.
3-14. The Colts won many games. It almost was in a run for the playoffs, man. So mm-hmm. I was terribly wrong over there. Okay. Let's see. AFC East. Bills, 13-4. They won the division, not with that record, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dolphins, 10-7. I think they did finish 10-7. You can check for me, Cardo, with the A word, but I think they did finish.
Alexa, what was the Miami Dolphins record?
The Miami Dolphins finished the season second in the AFC East at 11-6.
Off, 11-6. Okay, pretty close.
Mm-hmm. That was close. That was close.
That was the softest 11 wins you'll ever see.
I had the Jets with 10-7. That didn't happen.
As Rodgers got hurt, yeah, but they might have got there if Rodgers stayed healthy, though.
Right. But they did finish third in the division, though, so I got the placement right. And I had the Patriots with 5-12. Did they even get the 5 wins?
Alexa,
no, I think they got four.
New England Patriots record?
The New England Patriots finished the season fourth in the AFC East at 4-13.
Mm-hmm.
Even worse than what I thought. I was luckily giving them 5-12, man. I thought it was going to be a little better than. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's pretty terrible.
I don't know. It wasn't me who thought that.
It wasn't me.
Right. For sure.
Right. So I'm in the West right now. The Chiefs, I had them 14-3. They was not that, but they did win the division. Next, I had Chargers, 9-8. That definitely wasn't happening. It wasn't second. I think that was the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And I had the Raiders, 4-13. Oh, I skipped over the
Broncos.
Yeah. Let me see. I had the Chargers 9-8, and I had the Broncos 9-8.
I had the Broncos under 500.
Right, because you didn't believe in Russell Wilson.
I didn't.
Yeah, so the only one I got right, I think the order was the Chiefs. Let me see. The North, Bengals, 12-5. That didn't happen.
No.
Ravens, 10-7. No, they was first.
Because they was, what, 13-4 this year or 14-3?
Yeah, they was number one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Steelers, 10-7. Nah, they wasn't 10-7, but they did finish to make the playoffs. Right. Then I had the Browns at 9. Oh,
see, I had
a team over 500.
I had Pittsburgh last in that division at under 500. So,
right, but I had every team over 500. Like, you know how it was in real life. Like, every team was literally over 500. Yep. Prediction. That's the only thing I got.
That's the wrong orders, but
right. That's the only thing I got right. And I got some more stuff I got wrong right here. This is the NFC. We starting with the South. The Saints, 11-6. That didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
Falcons, 9-8. That almost happened, but didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Panthers, 4-13. That almost happened.
Yep.
And who I was wrong the most on, Buccaneers, 2-15. And they won the freaking division.
Yep. And I remember, and I was like, I can't put anyone under the Carolina Panthers. Like, I was like, at least they have weapons. Carolina had nothing. Like,
true. I just thought Baker was just going to be how he looked, like, terrible. I just thought Baker was going to be the worst. And he turned out to be one of the best. And Young was the worst.
Okay. Baker's going to get paid.
See, I always liked Baker Mayfield. I thought there were some things going on in Cleveland that I'm not saying he's like a Pro Bowl quarterback necessarily, but I thought he was better than we had seen. Because remember, his first 3 years in Cleveland was not bad at all.
Right. I'll say his first year wasn't bad. He had some kind of really inconsistent years after that. First year as a rookie, he really looked pretty nice.
I think they made the playoffs that year. Or maybe it might have been the second year.
Yeah, it might have been the second year, yeah.
Yeah.
NFC West, 49ers, 11-6. I had them winning. They had a better record than that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks, 10-7. That didn't happen. Rams, 4-13. That definitely didn't happen.
That Matthew Stafford magic.
Cardinals, 1-16. That definitely didn't happen either.
But it could have.
I think they won like 7 games or 6 games.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have blamed you for picking that though at the beginning of the year.
No,
but
Kyler Murray, none of that stuff. Yep. Right. The North, Lions, 10-7.
We both had them. I think all of us had them winning the division.
Right.
Yeah, we all said they were going to win.
That's why I was wrong at Bears, 9-8.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd be that high up there.
Packers, 7-10.
I thought they were going to be last in the division.
And the Vikings, 6-11.
Did the Vikings finish last? Yes. I had them second in the division.
Me too.
And I think they probably would have did
that. They would have did that if...
Yeah.
Probably would have pushed for the actual league, because Kurt was playing pretty out of his mind.
He sure was, yep.
The East, I had the Eagles at 13-4. Was wrong about that. Cowboys, 12-5. Got the record right, but the misplacement was wrong. Giants, 7-10. What did y'all finish this year, Cotto?
I think 6-11. But you were right, like right there.
And then the Washington, 5-12. What they finish? 5-12.
Alexa, what was the Washington Commanders record?
The Washington Commanders finished the season fourth in the NFC East at 4-13.
4-13.
Okay. I think more misses than hits, though. But it'd be fun to always do a prediction, though.
I remember Jersey. Oh yeah, Washington's going to be better than the Giants. I was like, I don't see it.
But yeah, I think he believed in Sam Howell and Eric Bieniemy, man. Which he probably took a hit on his coaching value now, man. Mm-hmm. It's going to be real tough for him to get a head coaching job now.
Right, because if he wasn't going to be a head coach for the Commanders, then because everybody thought that was the plan. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people.
Right, man. So who's going to shut us down this week?
I did it last week.
You sure did. Well, you can go ahead, buddy. All right. All right. So we definitely appreciate y'all for spending time with us, the Sports Cypher, that cypher with a Y, C-Y-P-H-E-R, Sports Cypher. We are always here to give the people what they want. You can check us out on Twitter at @BSportsCypher. That's at @BSportsCypher. Also, shout out to Dodge Radio, brought to you by that. Shouting it out. And also thanks to Ms. Rita coming to be our guest host for the week.
Yep.
We're going to continue to have some guest hosts that's going to put some intriguing thoughts, provocative thoughts out there for the sports and stuff like that. And we glad y'all spending time with us. We give the people what they want.
That's right. No Belichick in 2024.
That's right.
Oh. That's what the people want.
Go to the booth, Belichick. Go to the booth. Go get a $20 million deal with Fox, man.
Right.